to me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello, my name is Chaco Varghese. I'm pastoring Life Eternal Ministries in the radio, and also we have messages in our home ministries. Today I'd like to continue to speak about Jesus Christ and his ministries. Main thing, Jesus came in the earth. He has done some of the major things. He's spoken about him by Isaiah the prophet, which is saying that he took our infirmities and carried our diseases. Jesus came not only just to deliver us from sin, but also the after effect of sin. It says in the Bible that because of sin, the death entered in the earth, in the humanity. The death was a result of sin. The wages of sin is death. In the New Testament, when we come to book of Romans chapter 6, verse 23, Apostle Paul received this from the Lord, the Holy Spirit, that the wages of sin is death. And eternal life is gift of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Why death? You see, that we are intelligent people, like I mentioned in the last message. Human beings are very intelligent people. From last 6,000 plus years of humanity, where I'm saying the 6,000 years because of the calculation back from today, to go back towards history, or every civilization in the history goes back to, praise the Lord, all the way back to Adam and Eve. We go back to the time of Romans. We go back to, before that, Babylonians. Then we go back to the time of Noah, like before Abraham. Then before that, Noah. Before Noah's time was Adam and Eve. We have no history or no document before Adam and Eve. The Bible is the only book he gives genealogy of humanity. All the other books or everything else talks about man came out of whatever species of apes. It has never been able to completely establish, because they are missing a link between the apes family and the human. The Homo sapiens, Homo erectus, which is the straight walking people. Now, they lived for a millions of times of years, but they wiped out of the earth. They were gone. Every one of those species, before the human beings were history we see in the Bible, those were there, like as it's spoken by Dr. Hugh Rose, the astrophysicist, turned around to become a preacher of scientific evidences proving the Bible. He says those creatures who lived for a period of time. You can go in the Google, and also, I'm sorry, go into the YouTube and look up Dr. Hugh Rose. He has many presentations from his discoveries and studies. They all died out after a period of time. Now, we humans living more than 6,000 years, and we know our generation to generation, no apes have any inventions like humanity has invented many things. We have many medical discoveries. We developed medical science. We developed physics, chemistry, biology. We developed arithmetic. We developed engineering, machinery, industrial, all kind of things, if you think about it. But that is by our God-given intelligence. Now, we have sickness. The death entered in our earth, in our human life. Death has entered ever since our forefathers and whoever was Adam and Eve, the mother and father of us, they have sinned against God. God said, the day you will eat that fruit, which is forbidden to you, which I say, do not eat them. If you eat them, you will die the same day. That was a spiritual death, means separation from God. They were connected spiritually with God. See, spirit and body, two things. And the soul, which is composed of our humanity. Each individual human has a soul, has a spirit, and a body. Soul and spirit live in the body. You tell me where to find for it? I don't know. You yourself are yourself persons of you. Your person of you lives in you. It's not just your body, but your inner man, who is your spirit. And your soul is your life. They stick together. When your life leaves you, your spirit leaves. Body will lay down on the earth. Praise God. So we received death, physical death eventually, because as the death started, body started little by little by little by, as it grows, we're getting older, older. Our body parts, lesser and lesser effective, lesser and lesser effective, finally body dies. The spiritual death can only be recovered, the spiritual spirit, with a connection with God again. That's the only way we can recover our spiritual life back again. We need to reconnect with God. Praise God. Now the death and diseases. Now Jesus came. He took our diseases. He took out our infirmities. Spiritually speaking, yes, we can still get sick in this earth, but we can spiritually be healed. Our spirit can be returned back to us, extended our life, unlimited eternal life. God, Jesus, gave us eternal life by believing only one little process. That process called faith, believe in Christ, that Christ came to deliver us from sins, to deliver us from eternal damnation, to give us eternal life. He gives eternal life by faith and faith alone. You don't need any work for that. Praise God. Because of faith, by grace, we have been saved. Because of grace, by faith, we have been saved. God poured His grace into us by Christ. He came with grace and we have been forgiven. All we need to do is believe in Him. Jesus had in this earth His ministry of healing. He was concerned about humanity. He was compassionate and He saw our condition. Our condition was very bad. Today, those who haven't met Jesus Christ, your condition is very bad. If you pass away from this earth, God forgive, what will happen to your soul? The big question. One time God asked a rich man who had a large properties, lot of wealth in the ancient of time. His field provided lots of grains, thousand size on thousands of kilos maybe, and they were heaped, large heap of grain in his barn. And he looked at this heavy, big heaps of barn or the grains. He said himself, "Oh my God, I have so much, so much, until even next year I will get more grains. This is still going to be here, more and more. And I will eat and drink and enjoy." But he fell asleep after that. In the night, he had a question. God asked him a question in his dream. "Oh, foolish man, if I ask your soul, your spirit tonight, to leave your body, where will you be and what will you do with all you have saved here?" The man has no answer. He woke up in fear, trembling. "Where I will go? Where will you spend your eternity?" Today we have the same question. Where will you spend your eternity if you are kindly, please, if you are hearing me? I am asking this because of God and the Holy Bible. The Word of God says, you have an eternal life. You have an eternity. If you have, you can only go two places. One place is prepared for the evil, Satan and his angels, who are rebellion against God and who brought all the calamities and disasters in the earth and who caused the man and woman to sin. God has prepared a hell for him. And there is the fire going, no quenching, unquenching, unstoppable fire, and worms who live in hot temperature. And then there is another place called heaven. You can save your life by believing in Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus healed many sick, many people sick in this earth when he was. And we read from Matthew chapter 8, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9. It says Jesus heals a paralytic. Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. Now we know where Jesus was, his own town. It was not Bethlehem. He wasn't brought up in Bethlehem. He was born in Bethlehem. But he was brought up in Galilee, territory of Galilee, in Nazareth. Some men brought to him a paralytic lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." See, when Jesus said, "Take your mat," lying paralytic, Jesus saw him, he saw his faith, their faith, the faith of the people who brought him. He said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." See, at this point, the teachers of the law said themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." The teachers of the law are the leaders of the Jewish Sanhedrin and also the leaders who teachers and Pharisees and scribes. Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." See, God, Jesus, had the authority. He was appointed by Father God. In Isaiah chapter 61, Jesus was speaking in the Spirit through Isaiah. And Isaiah prophesied, and Jesus talked through him, saying, "The Spirit of the living God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good news." See, and the continued reading, you can read how God Jesus came to deliver those in bondage, those in problems, those who have been, you know, tied up by satanic evil. He has the power. God gave him power to deliver the humanity from sickness, diseases, evil spirits, all kind of problems. So he want them to know that the Son of Man. See, Christ, Jesus, is God's Son, and he became the Son of the human. Son of the human means he's standing by the humanity to take the punishment belong to humanity. The punishment is not belong to Jesus Christ. The punishment is belong to humanity. It is the humanity sinned against God. It's Adam and Eve who first sinned, and we continued the sin. You see, Adam and Eve had two sons, and one killed the other one. The murderous generation started taking place, continued moving forward. In spite of all the discoveries they have done, they learn how to live, they learn how to cultivate from the earth, they learn how to plant trees and flowers and fruits from them, and they learned how to tend animals, praise God, and they became shepherds, they became farmers, and later they also invented materials from the earth, steel and iron, copper and many other elements. Their intelligence developed. They produced metals, equipments from metals, and later they produced more and more. They grew up as scientifically advanced. So, praise God, the man, I mean, even though they were smarter, they have sickness. One thing Jesus said, that he came to deliver us from our sins and also from our diseases and infirmities. Now the teachers of the law must know Jesus was authorized, empowered to forgive sins. He forgives sins. So that you may know, he said, the Son of Man may have authority on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." And the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God, who had given such authority to men. Now the crowd still thinking Jesus is a man and he has done with God-given power. Well, Jesus is man in his shape and in his size and his appearance, but inside Jesus is God in spirit. God in spirit, who has Jesus been, has never changed. Some men tell me he is full God and full man. Well, in an appearance he is full man, but it is in reality he is full God. Praise the Lord. in physical condition, because of his body he lived was a human body, he suffered pain, sufferings, thirst, sweat, and all these things. He can suffer pain as well. But the God in him, once he come out of that body, he is back to the same place as he was before. Praise God. So Jesus forgiven this paralytic's sin. Now wonder sometimes, do we have sin? Sometimes we have sickness because, not because of infection or bacterial ways, or we also have some offenses we have done. The God has punished our offenses to correct us. So in order for that purpose, we may get sick. God allows this sickness. He did not bring it in, but it's our mistake which has happened to be. So the people praised God, which is what the Pharisees or the teachers of the law must have done, should have done as well. They should have been not been jealous. Now today, the problem we have is the same as we had in the past, even in the time of Jesus. Even God Jesus was not approved by the leaders of the religious group. Today, if you heal by prayer, someone heal, we have the same situation. Not everyone is going to accept the healing. Even though person get healed, there were too many questions asked. The people have no faith. But not everyone. So we have seen such a miracle Jesus performed, but he did by his authority and also by the faith of the people. So we need two things to happen in order for the healing. One, we need faith. See, sometimes a parent's faith is enough for a child to be healed, because a little child is not up there to know all the good and evil. And even in this situation, this man doesn't seem like a young person or a very young child, but this person seems to be an older person, but he was lying on a mat with paralysis. His body paralyzed, whatever reason we don't know. A stroke can cause a person paralyzed, one side or body or whole body. An accident can cause a person paralyzed, neck down, praise God. So you can be a paraplegic, quadriplegic, any kind of paralysis. But the Lord Jesus, who has life in him, he has the power over death and the sickness. He is the only one God has appointed to heal. And now we have the ones who follow Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of Jesus, the person can be healed. It is the power of Jesus. Through the power of Holy Spirit, we worship and praise this God who has the power over death, who has the power over sickness. There is no other God who has the power over diseases, who has the power over sickness, even though they claim that there is power in the blood of Jesus. Jesus shed his blood in order to deliver, in order to heal, because of his infirmities, because of his stripes in his body, we have been healed. Praise the Lord. You would like to receive a healing right now. I do not know what kind of pain, what kind of healing, what kind of sufferings you have. If you kneel, you close your eyes, or you open your heart to Christ, ask for some healing this moment. While I pray, it could be a tumor, it could be a depression, it could be an anxiety, you have to continue taking anxiety medicine. It could be a breast cancer, it could be any other form of tumor in your body. It could be an asthma, it could be a breathing disease, trouble. Hallelujah. No matter what it is, I pray right now, if you join me in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we come to your presence. You touch the ones who believe in you, the ones who have need right now, those who need it. Jesus, touch them. In the name of Jesus, send that power of the Holy Spirit. Send your word and heal them right now. In the mighty, powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Now, if you want to know more about my ministry, this is called Word of Eternal Life, of Life Eternal Ministries. And our address is 2960 Southwest Map Road, MAPP Road, Palm City, Florida, 34990. Or you can send your message or a letter or a gift to 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, TERRACE, Parkland, Florida 33076. If you have any prayer request, we have an intercessory prayer every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. in U.S. Eastern Standard Time, and we will pray for you. If you call or send an email or write a letter to me, my name is Pastor Chaco Varghese. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Tune in to Torah Life Ministries with Paul Neeson, airing daily Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. and p.m., and also heard each Saturday at 12 noon.
Every fox a den, every bird a nest, but the Son of Man has no place to rest. Every heart a man, every king a throne, but the Word made flesh, no earthly home. Your burden's light and your yoke is easy. Your name is love and your grace is free. My heart was locked, but you had the key. Make your